Northern Wisconsin's The Glide is a skating path through the woods. After a wildly successful first year, it's back again in Boulder Junction. It's Wednesday, December 31st, the final day of 2025, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Thanks for wrapping up the year with us. Coming up on the show today, we'll take you to that skating ribbon. And we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about how tattoos tell one man's life story. Stay with us.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Back-to-back low snow winters forced some communities to try something different to give the economy a boost. One of the more successful initiatives was The Glide in Boulder Junction. The ice skating ribbon through the woods brought people from around the world to the North Woods, and now it's back for a second year. WXPR's Katie Thorison brings us this story from the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
Boulder Junction Town Board member Steve Weber called the response to the first year of The Glide overwhelming.
You know, we were told by the Canadians, if you build it, they will come. And we were all a bit skeptical. And shortly after we had our opening, we got bombarded.
The Glide was created last winter based on the ice skating trail through the woods at Arrowhead Provincial Park in Ontario. After the abysmal winter 2 years ago, Weber and others on the town board realized while there wasn't enough snow for the classic winter activities like snowmobiling and cross-country skiing, that winter had been cold enough for ice. So the park board, along with more than a dozen volunteers, created The Glide, an 8/10 of a mile long trail through a portion of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest that the town uses as its winter park. It was the first of its kind in Wisconsin.
Boulder Junction has always been a town of firsts.
Weber thinks part of that innovation comes from the town's location. It doesn't directly sit on a lake like many neighboring communities, and you have to go a bit off the highway to get there.
Call it the big right turn. How do you get people to make that right turn on the highway to come to Boulder Junction?
The Glide certainly got people to make that turn last winter. Thousands of people came to Boulder Junction because of the ice skating ribbon. People were coming from Chicago, Minneapolis, the Dakotas, California, and even a woman from Spain.
We got a chance to meet people from all over.
That's Haley Hiller, owner of the Boulder Junction Coffee Company. The Glide brought the coffee shop a lot of extra business Hiller normally doesn't see during the winter months, as they don't typically get a lot of business from snowmobilers.
I can't even tell you how many people would come in and let us know that they were in town for the Glide.
Coontail, which has a Boulder Junction location, said without snow, sales of snowshoes and winter gear were down dramatically. With the creation of The Glide, operations manager Bridget Milne said they started selling and renting out skates for the first time.
It was just an absolute whirlwind. I mean, it was hectic, it was crazy. Skates couldn't be coming back fast enough for someone else to be jumping on them immediately. So, and it breathed a new excitement back into the town.
That excitement is still palpable in Boulder Junction as the second season of The Glide begins. Visitors this year will see some park improvements based on lessons learned from the first season, including more parking, new signage, a new shed for the firewood, and a lot more porter potties. Volunteers worked all December long to get Winter Park and The Glide ready, making rounds with trucks, pulling the dripping water tank to build the ice, and smoothing the ice trail and skating rink with the Zamboni hitched to the town's tractor. Weber says that since the success of the first season, other communities have been reaching out to learn how they can create their own ice skating ribbon.
And we start out by saying, we hope you have a large volunteer base. It's 15 full-time volunteers out here for 3 weeks to get this ice built.
And that's just the start. Volunteers help clear the snow off the ice, run the Zamboni at least once a day, and even off the ice, help keep things like the warming hut clean and organized. Kathy Royer helped start the Friends of Boulder Junction Parks because of those volunteer needs. For Royer, getting involved was about seeing just how much the town needed something like the glide.
The year before, it was, you know, you'd come into town and it was dead. We didn't have snow, we didn't have people, and it was the first time I really appreciated that, boy, we really need this. We need the snow. We need snowmobilers. And so, but it was so much fun to come to town. It's busy. There are people here, and people here just happy. You know, they're having a good time, and that really made us feel good.
With a good snow base on the ground and a solid 3 inches of ice on the glide, the town and all the volunteers are looking forward to an even busier winter. In Boulder Junction, I'm Katie Thorson reporting.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative. That's a partnership of Wisconsin public media newsrooms, including WUWM, WPR, and WXPR. Coming up, from Wisconsin Life, a story about the meaning of one Wisconsinite's tattoos. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with an excerpt from the podcast Humanity Unlocked, which is focusing on people impacted by the justice system in Wisconsin.
Tattoos can tell the story of a person's life. They feature aesthetic beauty, inside jokes, or family memories. Some of Daniel Schleicher's tattoos memorialize his favorite people. His story comes to us from the Odyssey Beyond Bars project, which provides classes for students incarcerated in Wisconsin.
I'm a little nervous, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So bear with me. All right, so my story's called Penguins, Bears, and Tattoos, Oh My. When I was a kid, I looked up to Kenny. I wish he was my dad. He wasn't. Kenny was, in fact, my two older sisters' dad. I remember him coming over to our house to pick up my sisters for his weekend to have them. I never understood why I couldn't go with them. It was clear I was a likable kid, how he played basketball with me while waiting for them to get ready, which felt like forever. Yet it was probably just minutes. In those moments of shooting hoops, I would even pretend he was my dad, but Kenny wasn't my dad. He wasn't my stepdad. He was, however, a father figure, and I honor him today in calling him my bonus dad. I only wish I could have told him this, for those moments spent with him meant a lot to me. You see, Kenny passed away in 1994, and what he doesn't know is he played such an important part of my life and had a role in my love for tattoos. He had several himself, and the only one I remember was a tattoo of a penguin on his hand. So to a boy looking up to this man, I just thought this was what men do, is get tattoos. I got my first tattoo at the age of 13 in a friend's garage. It was a nickname friends called me back then, and it was difficult to hide from my mother. And now that I'm older, several tattoos later, it's still getting difficult to hide them from my mother. I never had a scheme to my madness of tattoos other than if I wanted something somewhere, I got it. I'm tattooed literally head to toe. I can't say I have a favorite. I have some I want to cover and many more I want to get. I do, however, have some that got me through some dark times with just a glance, like my children's names on my fingers that I see every moment of the day. There's my mother's name on my arm, as she's been the strength and my unconditional love. I have my granddaughter's handprint over my heart because she's a piece of my heart in human form. And I have my last name, Schleicher, which is Kenny's last name, that I carry on for him. I also have a rose tattoo for him with Rest in Peace Kenneth and the date he passed. And yet my mind comes back to that penguin tattoo. That tattoo created a love for penguins that runs so deep. I customized my own penguin stuffed animals for my kids and granddaughter when I was in Columbia Correctional Institute. I used to work for the Incel Teddy Bear Project, and that's where I had the opportunity to do so. I've drawn cards and pictures of penguins for them. And when I did beadwork, I made those tiny penguins that fit on the tops of pens, and their little arms would flop all upside down with each pen stroke. That's not where my love stops. I had penguins looked up to discover that they only mate once in their lifetime, and on an occasion, if the mate dies, they will move on. The male even goes as far to find a pebble or a rock, like a diamond, that he kicks around until he presents it to the female. If that is not a true love story for you, then I don't know what is. I decided I'd like to get a penguin tattoo in memory of Kenny. I wanted the exact tattoo or close to, so I wrote home asking for photos of these in order to draw it. That's when I discovered my whole life was a lie, that Kenny did not have a penguin tattoo on his hand, like I remember. He had, in fact, a bear tattoo, and not just any bear, but the Ham's Bear from Ham's Beard. Okay, in all fairness, this was over 30 years ago, and I only had minutes with the man, and the ink back then was not a good quality. So this tattoo was mistaken as a penguin. You can see it. Yeah. Now you know how I feel. Now I have to get this Ham's Bear tattooed in memory of Kenneth Schleicher, and I still want to get a penguin tattooed for the moments he shared and what that meant to a boy just wanting a father, something I never got to tell him. Thank you.
That story about tattoos came from Daniel Schleicher while he was incarcerated in Oregon, Wisconsin. His story is featured in the newest season of the human-powered podcast, Humanity Unlocked, which is focusing on people impacted by the justice system in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday, the final day of 2025. Thank you so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today is Courtney Everett. The calendar may change tomorrow, but we're staying the same. We'll be right back here with another show wherever you get your podcasts. So until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.